That's Ralph Sabisky. And time to head back down to Canby. We've got fishing going on down there. And it's Paul Raymond to tell us about it.
All right. Yeah, thanks a lot, Mayor. Paul Raymond broadcasting live from Del Clark Lake. Once again, here outside of Canby. It's the fourth annual Canby Classic Ice Fishing Tournament. And I'm under the big blue tent. I mean a big blue tent here on the ice. And who do we have here?
Ryan Schicker with the Lacaparral Soil and Water Conservation District. I'm here working some AIS prevention.
Yeah, you're out of the wind a little bit. You got it nice in here.
Yeah, it's nice and warm, and the sun's been out all day. You can't beat that.
So tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Yeah, we like to come out and talk to the anglers about aquatic invasive species that we have in the region and the different things you can do to make sure that you're not transporting them around on your boat or equipment. So what that would be is basically clean, drain, dry your boat and all your equipment. We think that maybe the winter is not a time to worry about aquatic invasive species, but there are some species that actually will grow under the ice, like curly leaf pondweed. So we're just trying to spread the message.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I'm not a fisherman, but how does that work when it's during the winter and ice fishing? How can you spread?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with Big Stone Lake or Lake Alice, they have the curly leaf pondweed. And that actually grows under the ice all winter long. So if you're fishing, definitely just take a look at your fishing line, see if there's any vegetation on there, and make sure that anything that's in the water is just free from any plants or animals.
And you've been, since I've been under the tent here with you, you've been very busy with a lot of kids.
Yeah, we brought out some hats today, some fishing towels. We've got some kids' activity books. We had some head hole cutouts that the kids could pose and take pictures with, too, and it's been a very busy day. A lot of people out here.
You've educated some kids, too, as I've been listening to.
Yeah. They know a lot about what's going on out here, too. So I get to hear from them and find out what lakes they visit, see what type of species they see out there, and kind of learn from each other.
And you got a great view outside the tent here, isn't it? What do you think about the Canby Classic?
Oh, it's awesome. It's really nice that there's a 24-hour tournament and a 2-hour tournament. Kind of gives you the best of both worlds. A ton of people here today. Just nice to talk to everybody and kind of see where they travel around the state and how fishing's been going for them.
And what do you have on the table here that that you're giving out or helping with the kids?
Yeah, we've got some canned koozies for your soda. We've got some nice winter hats. We've got some little activities books that have some mazes and some word searches about aquatic invasive species as well as the native species in the area. Some fishing rulers so you can make sure that your northern pike's the right size. Fishing towels. And then we did a drawing for a bait cooler earlier. We do that every year, so make sure you keep us in mind. And I'm working with the Yellow Medicine Soil and Water, too, so between the two of us, we get to reach a lot of people.
Is that the lucky guy that just came in with a smile because he won the bait cooler?
Oh, yep. You got the bait cooler. We had a lot of people. I'd say probably over 60, 70 people sign up today. Yeah.
There's over 324 people fishing in the two-hour tournament, so that's a lot of people out there on the ice right.
Yeah, it's a ton. It's the most I've seen in the past couple of years.
Those are some sharp-looking red stocking caps you got on.
Yeah, it's nice. We've been given these AIS hats out for the past couple of years. They say to clean and drain dry your boat, and I've actually seen a couple people show up with them here today, so that's always nice to see.
All right, thank you for the time, Marianne. I know you're really busy. Look at the kids at the table here.
Yep, they're here again. Thanks so much for letting us come out and for talking to us.
It's Ryan from the Lacaparral County Soil and Water Conservation District here under the big blue tent at the 4th Annual Canby Classic Ice Fishing Tournament. And we'll continue with our live broadcast throughout the afternoon here on Q92. Back to you, Maynard.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota, showing Friday, January 28th through Monday, January 31st in Theater 1. It's the new West Side Story, rated PG-13. That's West Side Story in Theater 1. Held over in Theater 2, it's an inspirational film that's got a lot of great reviews. It's the story of NFL quarterback Kurt Warner, American Underdog. That's American Underdog in Theater number 2, rated PG. Showtimes, 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in both Theaters 1 and 2 at the Grand in Madison, Minnesota. Dane's Dutchman here on Q92. It's 2:45. Let's head back down to Del Clark Lake and Canby. Big fishing tournament going on down there. And here's Paul.
That's right, Maynard. Big fishing tournament. And Dave Verhelst joins me once again. I'm back inside the fish house, not outside right now.
Yep, we're in and out of the wind.
Yep. Well, it's kind of coming to a conclusion here, the two-hour tournament here in a little bit, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting close here. We only got a few minutes left, so we've had been biting a little slow tonight or today, so yep. Had a couple of real nice northerns brought in, but they didn't quite meet the 24 slot, so yep. We had to put those back in.
Yeah, and how many people were participating in the two-hour tournament?
Two-hour tournament, we got 320 people registered for.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
and I just walked through all of them, and everyone's got a smile on their face. They're having a great time.
Yeah, everybody's having a great time. Little bit of a win, but everybody's having a good time here.
That's right. Well, what's the next step here? What's going to happen next?
Okay, we're going to, when the two-hour is done, Revan's going to tally them up, which we only got four or five caught so far, so we'll get the tally done there. And we'll do the drawing for the cash raffle that we had going on, and then we'll start giving out all the prizes on the two-hour. So top prizes will go to the ones that were caught, and then there'll be a random drawing on the rest of the prizes.
And what are the top prizes in the two-hour tournament?
There's a $1,800 fishing trip up to Walker on Leech Lake.
Wow.
Just all kinds of stuff. There.
Yep. I should be fishing.
Yeah, you should.
All right. You know, let's talk about the website again.
Okay. All the information, everything that's going on here today, you can get on the web and pull up CambyFireDEPT.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the winners. It's got all the $50 winners for the 24-hour tournament. We drew $50 Cami cash for every hour on the hour through that whole thing. It's got the leaderboards on all the 24-hour and 2-hour.
Right. And Evan Krause is running the website?
Yeah, we got Evan running that. Him and Josh kind of designed it. We got everything pretty much running live on the Internet, yep. So you can up to date as you go.
Evan was telling me he wants his wedding broadcast on the radio.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah. All right. Man, he'll probably put that on the website, too.
Yeah.
And invite everybody. All right. Yeah, it's been a fun tournament. We got some sponsors to thank, too.
Yeah, we'd like to thank everybody that's helped. All the donations and all the work that everybody's put into this. Cover a few more of our sponsors again. Without them, this couldn't happen, so... NK Seeds, LG Seeds, Doug Service and Marine, Dawson Auto Glass, Diamond K Grass-Fed Beef, Thrive End Financial, Rangard Electric, Helena Agri Enterprises, Daryl Rainier Auctioneering, Dairy Queen of Canby, Wiesman's Trucking, SMI Hydraulics, Sturdivant's, Canby Laundromat, Cleveland Chevrolet, Wayne's Tractor Repair, Doug Covert, or David Covert's American Family, Jim's Market, Canby Co-op Credit Union, R&H Construction, and Ridge Rock Financial, just to name a few of them. So.
Yep, big tournaments, biggest one you've had so far. This is the fourth year you've been putting it on.
Yeah, this far exceeded any of our expectations. You know, we thought, you know, we had 100 houses on the lake that came in before.
Mm-hmm.
Started fishing the lake, you know, a week before, yeah. 2 weeks before, and then everybody just kept rolling in, and we thought, well, maybe we hit 200 this year, been doing that 150 to 180 mark, and when we bounced over 300, we all just about had a heart attack.
So. Well, hats off to you guys, Dave, and the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association. You guys put on a great tournament. And the volunteers, they come out of the woodwork. There's a lot of people helping out here today.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people to pull off a tournament like this, 24 hours. So my hat off to Evan. He's been up for 24 hours state registering fish, and he might have taken a nap, I'm guessing.
Well,
but.
You know, when I left yesterday, he was sitting exactly where he's sitting today when I came in.
Yeah, he did come out of the house, I think, for like 5 minutes.
Okay. He does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to, you buy things locally. I just had a brat from Canby Meat Center. We had PK's Pizza here yesterday.
Yeah, it's all our sponsors, I can't say enough about them. They're just fantastic for us, and It's a great event.
That's right. And Ryson Schmidt is in the trailer house with us. He just kissed a perch to send it back.
Yeah, he did. He kissed her back down the hall.
And he does a good job. So, all right, Dave, thanks for having Q92 out covering your event. And I can't wait till next year.
Yep, it'll be a great one. So thank you very much to everybody. For you, Paul, coming down, give us a great coverage and all that you guys do.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. That's Dave Verhelst here at Del Clark Lake. Once again, it's the fourth annual Camden Classic Fishing Tournament. It wraps up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They're going to give over $20,000 in prizes. And can't wait till next year. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the station, Maynard.
Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, Canby, is Southwest Minnesota's low-price leader. This week, Ezra Brooks Bourbon Cream, $10.95 for a 750-milliliter bottle. Birdie Wines Moscato or Strawberry, $6.95 for a 750-milliliter bottle. Captain Morgan Spice Rum, just $25.95 for a 1 3/4-liter bottle. Check out the beer specials, like a 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Coors or Coors Light, 24-pack 12-ounce cans Miller Lite, MGD, Miller 64, just $18.99. That's Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, Canby. January 29th today, happy birthday going out to Ethan Strike, Kelly Lou Zarbach, Christina Bissett, Jason Wolfslager, Crystal Tilbury, Janet and Jared Hoyam, Stephen Baller. Happy birthday to Nick Messick.